This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For you. 7 after the hour, hopefully our attempt at helping you make this a better day will have long-lasting implications. I say we, I'm talking about my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jen Jen back next week. This is from the Yikes Department. 480,000 people overstayed their visas last year in our country. Illegal immigrants who overstay never get caught. The feds have been involved in this for a long time. They catch an abysmally small percentage of illegals who come on visas. They overstay their welcome. Sometimes they never go home. I know some people who came here to work about a dozen years ago from Jamaica. They had six-month visas. Never left. Because when you get here, you can get absorbed easily into the system and just disappear. So there was a hearing yesterday in Congress, and the immigration folks came in to describe the loophole that those around the world use to gain a foothold here. And that is, you just kind of lose track. This is a big country now, 300 plus million people. It's pretty easy to lose 5 million people. There are 5 million people in our country now who are here who have overstayed their visas. The visa comes, the government, you go to an embassy. I remember when I went to China, I had to go to the embassy in L.A. to get a visa to go to China. And the same thing is true if you want to come to our country, you go to the U.S. embassy and you get a visa. So they'll say you are free to stay for 4 months, 6 months, a year. It's a non-working permit. Some countries watch them more than others. My niece is living with a British kid, and they are in London. And she can't work. She has a stamp on her passport, says that she's allowed to be there, but she's not allowed to work. And so when she does work, which isn't very often, she has to, because the Brits are pretty, they're a lot better about it than we are, frankly. I remember when my daughter graduated from Oxford, she wanted to stay, and she was given a temporary right to stay until the law was examined by the people who were, she was working in the London Library. I'm trying to remember. No, oh, sorry. She was working in the London. She had a job at the library, but she was working for the London Telegraph, and they wanted to keep her there as an editor. She had 7.5 years, which was appropriate until about a month before she left. And they changed the law to 10 years because it was at that time they were reacting to what happened September 11th. And so everything around the world changed when it came to the people who wanted to be legal. But if you don't care and you don't give a damn about being legal, you do what these 480,000 people have done. They come here and they just disappear. They stay. So what are you going to do about that, Mr. Trump and all the other people? I want to get this thing controlled. I want to get it under control, but I don't know how to do it. And how it is that there are simplistic solutions that are put forth that we all know are ridiculous, are impossible. Could you build a wall? Yeah. Can they get around the wall? Yeah. Would it be more difficult to get around the wall? Depends on how it's built. Maybe. If you put it down in the ground 20 feet so they can't dig underneath it, yeah, that'd make it more difficult. If you make it high, but then what I heard from one guy who is a real estate person in El Paso, what's it going to do to the real estate value of our homes in this market, and people look out their window and they see a 25-foot wall. That's what you can do. Those of you listening in El Paso on KTSM, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You can look out your, you can spit to El Ciudad Juarez, and you can throw a rock over the Rio Grande River into Juarez. And so who wants to look at that? But then other people say, well, who wants to look at those buildings that are there? If you drive down the interstate, drive down Route Interstate 10, and you come in from the east, for about 40 miles as you come in, you can see both cities, and they seem as one. Both sides of the Rio Grande. Juarez on one side, El Paso on the other side. But as you're driving in, as you come into town, you think you're looking at one big city. And then you come upon the side, the American side, which is sort of built up off of the highway. But you look across and you see the thousands, tens of thousands of homes that are right there. It looks like an American neighborhood. Unless you go over there, you can't tell which side of the river. You can't tell that we're, that there's a divide in these two countries you're looking at. You can't tell. So in this circumstance, and people go back and forth every day, work in Juarez, work in El Paso from one side to the other, and this is the kind of scenario that's repeated certainly from Texas through New Mexico and Arizona into California. The borders are porous because people work on both sides. So, and there's ways of sneaking people in, you know, the old joke about the car, the trunk of the car. Plenty of people have come into this country in the trunk of cars. Or they've hidden underneath a truck, you know, they'll ride on the back axle of a truck or something. So they stick the, you ever notice, this is back to the TSA and the theater here. Okay, when they have those mirrors that they use to look underneath the cars, the trucks, you ever see that? The mirror, it's not a long stick, it's like a selfie stick. You stick it underneath the truck or the car. They never look over the axles. They don't really look at the framework under the truck. I could hide in a dozen different places under a semi. You could get on top of the, there's a fuel tank on, if it's a refrigerator truck, you could hide on the fuel tank. Because there's enough room between the fuel tank and the floor of the truck, so you can squeeze yourself in there, or you can squeeze yourself in a number of places. It's theater. If we were really serious about it, we could stop, or at least slow it down dramatically. But we're just talking about it because we're not really serious about it. And so people get all vexed because Trump makes stupid statements about, you know, we're going to do this and that with the illegals. If he was serious, it would be something different. I would like it if we could do something about it, whether he's got the right idea, but somebody's got to do something. But nobody's just, it's all jawboning. It's theater. It's nonsense. Baloney. So why am I all worked up about this? I'm not sure. When I saw this number, 480,000 people come here and they just stay and they say, you know, up yours to America. This is, they learn the American salute. You ready? That's it, right there. You know what that gesture is? I guess you turn on my camera. There it is. That's the American salute. Okay, I feel better now.
Good.
Now let's talk about my pillow.
You need a nap after that.
I haven't been taking naps lately because I haven't had time. But I notice it by the end of the day, I need a nap. And one of the things that's great about having the MyPillow, I have two of them. And if I'm taking a nap, then I don't have naps with anybody else. When Meredith is here, it's a long nap. When she's gone during the day, I'll take a quick nap. And I'll grab both pillows and wrap myself around them. And instantly, I am blessed. In 40 seconds, I can be asleep. And I can sleep anywhere, anytime, most of the time. But what makes it easier now, even it wasn't difficult before, but it's even easier now, wrap myself around this MyPillow, which is the perfect fit. We got smart, and we threw it in the dryer. That's how you activate what the MyPillow fill is. It's a patented process that was created by the founder, Mike Lindell, of MyPillow. There's no, I mean, these people have sold 14 million pillows. This isn't a mistake. At this point in time, when you sell 14 million of anything, it's not a mistake. This is his dream, And now you can have literally a great dream by calling 800-874-8985. You hear me in any number of ways talk about the value and the virtue of these MyPillows. I can tell you 100 different stories from people that I've heard, send me email. They've commented on some of our social media. It is a perfect pillow. My pillow can be your pillow. You can get two for the price of one and sleep like a baby by dialing 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Then start sleeping better. You want that, right? You need it. You got to have a better night's rest. 800-874-8985. This is an American-made product, not assembled in America, made in America by American craftsmen. 60-day satisfaction guarantee, 10-year warranty. It is a brilliant piece of American discovery that you can have. You can discover the great rest that I'm getting and so many other folks are getting by calling 800-874-8985. Get two pillows for the price of one by using the promo code DS. Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
It's go time at your local Victory Motorcycle Dealer, the home of modern American muscle. Get into the saddle of the most powerful American V-twin motorcycles with special offers through the month of June, including a $1,000 trade-in allowance, plus up to $2,000 customer cash on select cruisers, baggers, and touring bikes. Ready, set, it's go time right now at your local Victory Motorcycles Dealer or online at victorymotorcycles.com. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit. Valid on new 2013 to 2016 models. Good through 6-30-16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Never drink and ride.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
In all of this business in Orlando, we've lost sight of other things going on. For example, the story of this woman in Connecticut yesterday, berated by a man who called her disgusting because she was breastfeeding her baby in a sort of a public-private place at a Target store. What is the matter? What is your problem, sir? At first blush, when you look at this stuff, you see this, by the way, the video has been seen 4 or 5 million times, and it is appropriate to look at this and think, what a disgusting pig this guy is. That's, when I look at him and I look at what it is that that people think is important, the best thing for a baby is to breastfeed them. This woman isn't, you know, the pictures here holding a baby. You know, they go and sit in a corner someplace. But, sir, if you weren't such a pig looking at this woman's breasts in the first place, you would never have known what was going on. So it's you who has the problem, not her. 21 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 One of the great pop music minds in the history of the world. And maybe it sounds silly because pop music hasn't really been defined as pop music until the 50s, although you go back to the 30s, the music that was important during the war years, that was all pop music. It just, when you put Guy Lombardo into the same sentence as Paul McCartney, it seems a little weird to some, but no, that was pop
music. Football coach?
Guy Lombardo, or you're thinking of Vince Lombardi. Guy Lombardo. Guy Lombardo was an orchestra leader. Look him up. Google him in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Anyway, McCartney was public yesterday posting his memories of Henry McCullough, who was the Wings guitarist. He died yesterday at the age of 72, been sick for quite a while. So McCartney paid tribute to his former bandmate with a note that read, quote, "I was very sad to hear that Henry, our great Wings guitarist, passed away. He was a pleasure to work with, a super talented musician with a lovely sense of humor." Isn't that so British? A man says a lovely sense of humor. He played solo on My Love. I think there are a lot of, if you listen to this, you can hear these guitars and many of the Wings songs. But it's just, you know, the reality is that all these people that made this great music are getting old, and you know, many of them live tough lives, hard lives, that were marked by, I don't know the case with this guy, but certainly a lot of the drugs that were used have caused these people to shorten their lives, the way they live their lives. And then you wonder, okay, if these people are so smart, why are they using drugs? And then there are those who argue, well, they wouldn't be as smart if they hadn't used the drugs. So, you know, it's a kind of catch-22 situation. I think McCartney has admitted to using drugs when he was younger. Yeah, I mean, all the Beatles. How did you get through that era without...
Wasn't Bob Dylan the one who introduced the Beatles to drugs?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Right, yeah. And then they shortly thereafter met the Maharishi. Nobody knows, but I hope it wasn't that. When you look at what some of these people, you know, as an aside here, the various religions
There's a Western religion that's built around not pot, but another drug that they smoke. Native Americans. What's the name of that? What's the other?
I thought Rastafarians.
Well, Rastafarians do, yeah. That's more marijuana than anything else, I think.
Oh.
No, there's another kind of something that's grown in the desert that they smoke.
Oh, peyote.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, peyote. Right.
I learned that from watching the movie The Doors.
Did you?
Really? Well, Jim Morrison smokes peyote for the first time and gets violently ill.
Jimmy Morrison just doped himself into death. He was 28 years old when he died? 29. Because of all the stuff that he did. And maybe he did all that stuff, and that's part of what made him great. Who knows? All right. We also have some news about rapper A$AP Rocky, who's been tapped as one of the new faces of Dior. So this guy is... Dior is a fragrance line, right?
That would, yeah.
Right?
Dior Homme. The man's fragrance. Yep.
So they got his whiff, and they created a whiff around him, or he got a whiff of this, and he decided that he wanted to be a spokesperson for it. This isn't his label, is it on it?
No, it's not his label. He is just the face of it now. So I think there was some collaboration involved. Fashion and music always go very hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. So what does it smell like? Do we know?
I haven't smelled it yet. It's new. But I love Dior female, yes.
Does Louis wear cologne?
He does, yes.
Do you pick it out for him?
Of course.
Okay. It's better than sweat, so they say. All right, so anyway, little musical attention to A$AP. I love the way his name is spelled. A$AP. Good for him. He recognizes why he's doing all of this. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16. Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day sale. Going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 6/15 to 6/19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer will be back next week. She's doing something else this week. Here's another wrinkle on the story of the Orlando shooter. There are the things that are coming out now about him. But who knew that this guy was involved in the Syrian bombing in May of 2014? Let me go to the heart of the matter here. This guy who drove a truck packed with explosives to a restaurant in Syria. FBI agents trying to find out more about this person, scoured his postings, interviewed his friends, trying to determine who, if anyone, might
launch a similar attack here in the United States. And the first person that showed up was Omar Mateen, who at the time was a young security guard from a town that was near to where this other American drove the truck that exploded in Syria. He was a security guard. He'd attended the same mosque as this suicide bomber and had been on a terrorism watch list because of the comments he made to co-workers. That has become legend. The fact that this one should be shot, that should, and mostly it was about gay people. But the FBI ended its examination after finding no evidence that he posed a terrorist threat. So is this the same theater? I'm getting hot under the collar about this stuff because they have very sophisticated tools to use to find out more. And at the end of the day, FBI agents are the same. We're all human beings. We're subject to foibles, making mistakes, bad judgment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it seems to be that this is in historical proportion, the screw-ups that they make. Four witnesses told the Orlando Sentinel that they recognized Mateen, not as a gay dater, but he was in there in this pub, apparently, or in this club. Say it again, Doug. This club frequently, but they've seen him doing all kinds of things that were connected to some of the radicals in some of the mosques. There are, I've said this before, we see it here in my community of Framingham. The Brazilians, who number 5,000 or 6,000 in this community, about 10% of the population, they have churches, 4 or 5 churches of their own that they go to. They don't go to worship. They go to learn how the system is used by those who are already here so they can teach others who come to our country to use our system. Well, that's what happens, not in all of the mosques, but there are plenty of these mosques that have become a breeding ground for terrorist or at least terrorist talk. And what does the FBI do about it? Well, they get a little nervous because it's a religious entity and they don't want to step on people's toes and stuff. So when I talk about TSA theater at the airport, I'm now beginning to believe that the FBI is involved in theater when it comes to many of their investigations. It's pretty easy to poke holes in how they handle this guy. Instead of opting on the side of caution and care and maybe digging around a little bit more on this guy, they served up a plate full of, well, we can't find anything, so we want to leave him alone. We don't want to infringe on his rights as an American. Hello? You guys home today or not? That's your job, to make it. You know, there's plenty of people that you, plenty of people whose lives you've ruined with your shenanigans, but yet you let a guy like this just sort of slip through the cracks? How does that happen? I don't find it. I resent more and more the amount of money that we spend on this sort of protective theater. That's all it is. The NSA and their foolishness and the when in the world are we going to get real with this sort of thing? Or are we ever? Is it gone? I don't get this headline. Kara, help me with this. Democrats protest Orlando moment of silence. There were people. There was a moment of silence that was supposed to honor the victims of the shooting. Some of the Democrats left the floor. Then Speaker Ryan and a rep from Connecticut named Himes.
I hadn't heard about this. I haven't heard about this either.
Himes said he was finished observing moments of silence for gun-related violence, calling them obnoxious expressions of smug incompetence and an apt metaphor for congressional inaction. You know, I can, after what I just said about FBI theater and incompetence, there is an amount of smug incompetence. So whether Ryan thought he was doing the same thing, we've heard all of the audio that came from his speech about Muslims and that sort of thing. And, you know, a moment of silence is appropriate. But then there are people from the floor yelling, where's the bill? Where's the bill? No leadership. They're taking a shot at Ryan because the bills that address gun violence, they never get anywhere. Because the NRA has so much power over what goes on there. And the Democrats are hypocrites because there are plenty of Dems who take plenty of dough from the... I feel like this is an episode of... what's the dough? What's the duh? What's that show? It's on Fox. What's the... what's that silly cartoon show that's been on for years and years?
South Park?
South Park.
Family Guy?
Family Guy. Yeah. And doesn't that sound like dough and duh? But that's what it is. There's plenty of dough being given to the Dems, as there is plenty of dough being given to Republicans. So don't get on your high horse there, Charlie, and suggest that all Republicans are bad because they take money from the NRA. That's a load and a half, and you all know it. The whole system is so corrupted by outfits like the NRA, and that's why we have the problems that we do, because the system's corrupt. That's it. Bottom line, we have a corrupt system. And it's time that we really faced it. And if we're really serious about doing something, that's where it has to start. Right there. That's where the change begins. All right. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Ira Turner and Lori Jennings. The focus will be on your headaches. Do you have headaches? Do you have migraines? This is Migraine Awareness Month, so we're going to make you aware of not only what the problem is, but perhaps how you can be helped. That's coming up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day sale. Going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 6:15 to 6:19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
44 after the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Lori Jennings, who is the deputy editor of Good Housekeeping. And also with us is Dr. Ira Turner, who is I'm looking at your resume, actually, Dr. Turner. You went to SUNY Binghamton, which is not exactly I don't know that much about the SUNY. I'm familiar with Cobleskill and the SUNY there. State University of New York is what SUNY stands for. Binghamton and getting a medical education starting there, that's interesting to me. And so I welcome you both here to focus on the problems that people are having with chronic migraine headaches. As I said a few minutes ago, this is Migraine Awareness Month. So for those who live with these migraines and those who are trying to understand them, shall we start by an explanation? Let's talk about what chronic migraines are. Do we want to start with Dr. Turner?
Sure. Thank you, Doug. Chronic migraine is a condition that evolves or transforms from episodic migraine to the point where patients have more days with headache than without. In fact, most of the patients I see with chronic migraine have a headache virtually every day. Now, according to the criteria set up by the International Headache Society, to make this diagnosis, you first have to have episodic migraine and then evolve to a minimum of 8 days with migraine per month and at least 15 total headache days per month. The migraine days are typically throbbing headaches with nausea, light and noise sensitivity, and they're extremely disabling. And the other headache days are generally of lesser severity, but it's the cumulative effect of these and the lack of full recovery, often in between attacks, that makes this such a disabling condition.
Well, when you talk about disabling, what does it do? People that have these headaches every day, day in and day out, how the heck do they live a normal life?
Well, if they're untreated and undiagnosed, it's very difficult to live a normal life because, don't forget, if you have a throbbing headache that's worse with any activity and associated with nausea and light and noise sensitivity, how can you function at work? How can you function in family and social activities? And the unfortunate thing is only about 20% of patients who have chronic migraine criteria are being diagnosed with it, which means 80% go undiagnosed. And even with episodic migraine, only about half of patients who have episodic migraine are properly diagnosed with having migraine. And the others just think that they have ordinary headaches or sinus headaches or tension headaches, which in fact they almost never have.
Laurie Jennings, Deputy Editor of Good Housekeeping, you're pretty much credited with bringing back the magazine's focus on health. So is this something that's personal to you, or are you working on it as a good journalist?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, I am fortunate that I did have migraines when I was quite young, but grew out of them, the rare exception to the rule. But one thing we find with our readers at Good Housekeeping, they tell us often that, you know, they are suffering in silence. So we get letters from readers saying, you know, I have these symptoms. I'm not really sure what's going on. Can you help? Can you tell my story? What are some resources? And so, you know, in a general sense, in our health department, we've really tried to offer lots of great lifestyle tips that can just help your overall general health. But when it comes to chronic migraine, women are 3 times more likely than men to suffer from this condition. Some people even say 4 times more likely. So for us at Good Housekeeping, it is a huge passion project, especially because people do not have to suffer in silence. They can actually stand up to chronic migraine using resources as a great starting point, the website BotoxChronicMigraine.com.
All right. Dr. Turner, why is it that women do have more migraines than men? What's going on in their systems that promote these sort of migraines?
That's my take on it.
Good point, Lori. But there's no definite answer to that. Obviously, migraine being a genetic disorder, it may have something to do with the genetic composition that we have. But also, don't forget, one of the things that triggers migraine the most is change. And women on a regular basis have changes in their estrogen levels, which men don't get. And that can have a long-lasting effect. So my own personal bias is that the reason women have more headaches than men is the fluctuations in estrogen levels over the course.
So does that mean if you're going to menopause, you're more likely, if you're prone to this, to have more problems as you get older if you're a woman?
That's actually true. As a matter of fact, there's a misconception that when women reach menopause, they're going to get better. Most women actually get worse in those years leading up to menopause, the so-called premenopausal years where their estrogen levels are all over the place. And then going through menopause, it also is quite bad. It's only until, you know, many years after the end of menopause that women start to improve as a rule. That's also the time where women often transform from episodic migraine to chronic migraine. In their 40s is the most common time. And that's when we'd like to institute specific treatment. And only Botox is FDA approved specifically for chronic migraine.
Botox. Laurie, in just a second, could it be that I could assume by going to the current issue of Good Housekeeping, I'm going to get a lot more information about this?
You can check out our website, goodhousekeeping.com, for tons of information in terms of dealing with migraine and any issue of the magazine for just general overall wellness tips. But really, the best resource to go to right now, specifically today, to educate yourself is BotoxChronicMigraine.com. There is tons of information on that site.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Movie that destroys everything in its path. This is the music theme music from the movie Twister, which was number one during this week in 1996. Today is Helen Hunt's birthday. All right, Chucky, you've got to have some warped overview of why these movies are fun or good. Actually, what I remember,
I really enjoyed Twister when it came out in 96. It peaked, went on to become the second highest grossing film of that year. I like the chemistry between Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. I'll tell you an interesting story. What I find, John DeBont, the director of that film, he directed Speed in 94, hit big. Then he did Twister in 96, also hit big. Comes back to direct Speed 2 for 20th Century Fox in 1997. The movie absolutely crashes and burns at the box office. And the guy barely ever works again as a director in the business. That's how harsh Hollywood and the studio system can become. Is, you know, you have a few hits for them, but if you lay an egg and lose a studio $100 million plus, which he probably did on Speed 2, they don't forget it. And that's just the reality of the business.
That's too bad. Yeah, the chemistry was good.
Bad.
Speaking of him not being around, where the heck is Helen Hunt these days?
She does, like, the last more high-profile film she did was a movie called The Sessions in 2012. I believe she got nominated for Best Actress. She played a sex therapist in that film. But she hasn't worked a lot other than maybe one independent film a year in the last 6 or 7 years. After Twister, the year after, obviously, she had big, won the Oscar for Best Actress for As Good As It Gets opposite Jack Nicholson. But that is a very good question. Well, you know, I mean, we could have this debate or talk for the next few hours about, you know, actresses who hit a certain age where their work is not as prevalent in the business.
Yeah,
and
right.
It may be, I don't know the whole story, but maybe that's the case with her.
Well, part of the problem may be that I think she went to see the same facial reconstructive surgeon as, what's her face?
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Oh, man, did they make a mess of her face. In a moment, Now, when I say that about a man, yes, because they made a mess out of Robert Redford's face as well. So this is an equal opportunity overview of what I think of facial surgery if it's done badly. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chucker has more movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. I was looking at another article where some reviewer talks about early summer box office, kind of echoing what you've said. He calls it a bad case for the blues. Revenue down sharply over last year, roughly $1.24 billion, which is a 22% decline from the same period last year. And it's just because other than Captain America, this stuff's been crap. Look at that. We do the go back to the war games or whatever that
Warcraft
movie that came out last. Warcraft. Ugh, who wants to see that?
Well, I do believe it's the product, and also the studio guiding people, especially younger moviegoers, just looking for the huge tentpole movies. And I saw that. I talked about this a few weeks ago. That movie, The Nice Guys, with Ryan Reynolds and Russell Crowe. I think it's a solid film that should play very well with people, 40 plus, and it's done just marginal box office, like $30 million overall. People seem to be staying away from that lower level tier film, and then when the big blockbuster oriented stuff hits and they don't have much of an interest, you see a big wane in box office. Now, speaking of that, we spoke about the Disney's Finding Nemo sequel, Finding Dory. It's tracking at $100 million plus opening weekend when it hits theaters this Friday. I guess that's good news for theater owners. Yeah. And I saw the trailer to another Disney film yesterday, Pete's Dragon, which opens August 12th. That's going to be it.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.